And the Athlete of the Week is being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure today to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Onsted High School Cross Country, Emery Ross. And Emery, welcome to the cave.
All right, thank you for having me.
So this is a pretty good year for you so far in cross country. I know coming off a pretty good cross country season last year and a great track season. I know you're probably surprised yourself coming in as a freshman last year doing so well. And how does that translate into coming into your sophomore years? It made it easier for you this year for cross country after having experienced all of that last year?
It's definitely a lot different coming in this year because I have the experience and it's not like the unknown. I already know what it's like, so it definitely has changed how this year has played out.
And I know last year coming in, you had such a great runner in Kara Terakitis in front of you. Then she gets injured and you kind of had to step up. Was that tough last year to really kind of try to take over that role and, especially where she was at?
At first it was. But I think stepping up, it was, like, the right thing to do. And having her, she was very inspirational, and it was kind of, like, it felt right stepping up into her place.
Does that help you this year, too? I mean, I know, she finally took third the other day instead of second, but it's like you guys have been first and second at everything. Is that really nice to have somebody like Kara pushing you and you guys pacing each other to be able to run out there and kind of lead the pack?
Yes, because I feel like we push each other, so we're both getting better while we're pushing each other throughout the season.
So I'm looking at your time this year. We'll be at 17:47 this year, so a new school record, obviously. But, that's a lot lower than even last year. What's the biggest difference of how you were able to shave off that time?
A lot of hard work, a lot of summer training. I think last year I put in time, but I think I put in a lot more time this year because I really wanted to do good. And my goals this year were set a lot different than they were last year. So I think that was the biggest difference.
One interesting thing, too, is, you're such great times in cross country this year. But in the track, you run 400. I mean, it's not like you're a big distance runner on the track. So how is that? Because you've got to train a little bit differently for both of those. How does that work and do you like running these races or would you rather stick with the shorter races like on the track and some of the 400s?
I think it's like the difference of it I really like. I like going from doing distance in cross country to being able to switch and go more mid-distance in track. It's just the difference I like to do. And the training is a lot different because you have to train for speed in track and then cross country. You have to do both, but mainly track, it's speed.
But they probably do complement each other in the long run when you think about it because you're able to do, when you have to have that kick, when you have to do some things, maybe even in cross country that you're like, all right, this is no different than that 400 I had to push through. And so at the end that maybe you've got a little bit more extra in the tank than somebody else.
Yeah.
Is this the first time that anyone has gone under 18?
No, not at Onsted.
Okay. All right. But of course...
Wait, yeah, I'm the first one at Onsted to go under 18. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that's quite a feat. Now, obviously, during the course of the season, you want to get better and better, working up to the state tournament time. Can you get any better than what you have run here? The school record.
I think you can always get better as long as you put your mind to it. You can always get better.
Can you tell us a little bit about your practices? What do you do on a weekly basis as far as practice? Do you just go out there and run, or are there certain things that you do to prepare you for the next meet?
Well, I go back and forth between distance and speed. So one day I'll run so many miles, and then the next day I'll shorten the miles up as long as they're speed miles, and then I just go back and forth, and I take one day off a week
okay,
to kind of recoup.
That's great. How many miles do you run in a week?
I'm not quite sure.
You don't keep track of that.
Did you log your summer miles?
Yes.
What'd you put in for the summer?
I'm not sure about that either.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
A lot.
A lot more than you and I.
Yes, absolutely.
Combined over our lifetime, Pat. Yeah.
Well, we have to take a break here. Can you stick around for a second? We have a few more questions for you. We have to take a break here for our sponsor, the Lunaway Intermediate School District.
Lenawee Intermediate School District is seeking superheroes to work undercover as speech-language pathologists in local K-12 and preschool educational settings. These heroes use their powers to help students with speech, language, and communication disorders or delays reach their full potential. Direct employees will receive competitive wages, tuition reimbursement, state retirement benefits, and excellent healthcare options. Contracted employees can earn up to $80,000 annually. Answer the call today at www.lisd.us/careers.
And you're back inside the cave with us this morning, Emery Ross, our athlete of the week from Onsted High School cross country. You know, every day on the cave, we read a lot of names with the last name of Ross. Are these your sisters, your cousins? Can you explain where all these Ross individuals come from?
Kennedy Ross and Cameron Ross are our cousins, and then Rain Ross is my sister.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Every time especially last year during the track season, there was so many Rosses out there. But now I'm looking at the rankings for Division III. There's a girl from Hart that's ran a 17:44. Have you ran against her at all at any times?
No, not this season yet.
Okay. Last year, probably in state meet, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, so that's that looks like it could shape up to be a pretty good challenge with you two are the only two in the 17s in Division III. So, but, you know, MIS, it's almost like a home meet. You know, you're local. So that's got to be nice for you to be able to, you know, a lot of people travel or maybe a little uncomfortable where they got to stay. And you could sleep in your bed, wake up in the morning, and go over to MIS. Is that something you're really looking forward to this year?
Yeah, it made it really nice last year, too, because we don't have to travel and go sleep somewhere else and all that kind of stuff. And it's like you're familiar with the area, so it makes it a lot nicer for the state meet.
Well, your goals, team and individual, for the rest of the season, are you setting them pretty high for yourself?
For myself, yes. I want to do very well at state, and right now I'm trying to – my next goal is to get 17:30. And for the team, it would be nice to go to state as a team like we did last year. That would be a pretty cool accomplishment again.
Well, again, it's nice, too, when you've got somebody like Kara, you know, pushing you and you pushing her to be able to keep hitting these good times. And, you know, because she's obviously, you know, lowered her times as well. So with the two of you going at it, definitely it makes it good. And so as far as the LCAA, are you guys going to be able to win that?
I think we can do very well, but I don't like to look at meets and just assume that we can do
right.
That we can win, because there could be anybody that could come out and have a really good race, and maybe we won't have such like as good of a race. So I don't like to look at meets like that, but I think we could do good.
How many more meets do you have before the states?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. All right. Also, a lot of our athletes of the week.
We've got six.
Six.
Dad says six.
Okay, six. A lot of our athletes play multiple sports. Do you play another sport?
No, just cross country and track.
Just cross. So, okay, very good.
So you just train in the wintertime then?
Mm-hmm.
Go a run in that cold weather.
I do a lot of indoor.
I don't blame you.
So where do you run? Right around the Onsted area then?
Yeah, we live on a dirt road, so I run on that a lot. I go, like my speed I do on our dirt road, and then I'll just go really wherever for our distance. Mm-hmm.
And what about the team? Do you all get together and run the same route?
Not outside of practice, no.
Well, really? I mean in practice.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your meets at home? Is it at the school or?
We don't have any meets at
Onsted. You don't have any Onsted mm-hmm. meets? Okay, so everything's off.
On the road. And
yeah.
Well, that's got to be kind of tough too.
Yeah.
Going to a different spot each time.
And so, it's interesting too, because the one thing about, you know, you talk about track is, you know, it's flat, you know, it's 400 meters, you know, with this, you know, the distance, but you know, you have a lot of different terrain you run through, and you've got some that are hilly, some that are flatter. Do you have a favorite course that you run at?
So far, I think I like Ella Sharp Park, the one we just ran last Saturday, but.
Does it have some challenges to it, or what makes it special that you like that one?
feels very fast, and I just like how it's laid out. It's very open. There's not many sharp turns. It's all kind of like nice turns.
Right.
In it. And the hills are a really good challenge as well. And I really like the finish. The finish is pretty cool.
Okay. Is that near the fountain and stuff, or where do they have the finish at?
I'm not sure.
You just finish. Yeah. You just cross the line. Eric.
You don't pay it. You're focused. focused.
No, we appreciate
it. Go forward, yeah. Well, Emery, we want to thank you for coming in, and congratulations on being our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week, and continued success to you at Onsted High School.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. And, of course, our Athlete of the Week being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners to create opportunities for success.